We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God Forgives and Cleanses. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I have just read from the King James Version. I know God has forgiven me, but I just cannot get the guilt of these heinous atrocities off my mind, Jed said during a counseling session with his pastor. Jed had suffered terrible nightmares and could no longer sleep alone in a room. All of that changed when today's text was carefully expounded to him. That was when he realized that God did not only forgive him, God also cleansed him. Many Christians walk around bearing the guilt of sins God has already forgiven. They do not realize that the same God who forgives also cleanses. This ignorance gives demons room to torment believers with memories, accusations, and condemnation. It is important to understand the distinction. Forgiveness deals with the sin problem. The offended party is appeased. Cleansing, however, deals with the mind of the offender. The conscience is purified and freed from guilt. The same blood by which we are forgiven is the same blood by which our consciences are cleansed. See Colossians 1:14 and Hebrews 10:22. When Jed understood this truth, the hold of guilt was broken. The nightmares ceased and peace returned. This did not happen because his past changed, but because his understanding did. Go into today knowing this. Once God has forgiven you of a sin, he no longer holds you guilty for it. Therefore, your mind has no right to carry guilt. If guilt persists after forgiveness, it is the work of the accuser and not the voice of God. Confession. Since God has forgiven and cleansed me, I refuse every form of guilt in my mind, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Nehemiah 1-4. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.